Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10 now, and A Second Chance is a campaigning documentary highlighting the transformational power of work for ex-prisoners. Its main focus is on the Timpson Group. You've probably had your keys cut there or printed out your phone pics at Snappy Snaps. Chief Executive James Timpson is a long-time advocate of employing former prisoners, and the story is told by BAFTA-winning documentary director Rex Blumenstein, and it's being screened on this Thursday, the 14th of November at the Arts Picture House in Cambridge. And we spoke to Rex a little earlier.
Thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge Breakfast this morning. What was it about the work that Timpson is doing with former prisoners that attracted you to the subject?
Well, I met James Timpson when he became chairman of the Prison Reform Trust, of which I've been a trustee for many years. And when I heard about the remarkable amount of prisoners that he has employed, or ex-prisoners, over 600, I was fascinated, as I think most people are. Why did he do it? And, you know, what effect has it had? And are they trustworthy? All the basic questions that I suspect most people would ask. Mm. When I explored it with him, we decided to collaborate on this film. I think it's a fair point to say it's a unique film because, you know, James has always resisted approaches from filmmakers to do this, but I think because he knew my work and we'd got to know each other, we both had mutual trust. After all, you know, when you talk to his former prisoner employees, you realize, and especially as I do and always do, ask why and what they have done. You know, these people are putting, you know, in a sense, their lives and reputation in your hands. The more I discovered about it, and the more I became fascinated. What James has done, more than any other employer, he's actually created academies inside prisons. Mm. So that, to me, was an added attraction. The idea of following a man and a woman prisoner whilst they were inside, learning, you know, some crafts.
So what does he do? Does he teach them, or does he, through the academies, does he teach them to put the sole on the shoes, to cut that key in the way that it should be, so that when they come out, on the outside, exactly, if I might use that term, that they can go into a local store and be ready straight away, almost?
Well, yes. I mean, you've got it. I mean, it's a rather surreal experience going into the equivalent in the south of Snappy Snaps inside a prison. And there it is, a fully equipped, a shop where ladies in pink are learning how to, you know, process photographs, how to make mugs, et cetera, et cetera. And this little oasis of normality is inside a place where, in the women's case, several hundred women are incarcerated. Same with Ford Prison, HMP Ford, where we collaborated with, and they have a Timpson Academy a couple of hours away. And so, again, it's a curious experience for me, having filmed in prison for many, many different films, to travel for 2 hours with a guy who then begins work learning how, as you say, to make shoes and cut keys and mend watches. I mean, it's quite something.
But
the fact that Timpson has done this seemed to me an important revelation, and I felt that the wider public ought to know about it.
From the prisoner's perspective, is it usually like their first real honest work experience they have?
For some, yes. Mm. For others, no. Prison throws up all sorts of characters.
Yeah.
People who've worked, people who haven't worked, people who are prone to addiction, people who have been, you know, criminals for most of their lives, others doing one-off crimes. And you've got, actually, curiously enough, if you search hard enough, there's a lot of people inside prison who've actually got a lot to give, who've done a lot and have worked. Not all by any means. That's entirely right. So you've got a range of characters who want to actually, do the job, and you have to want to do it. You've got to remember that, sadly and tragically for all of us, a lot of people are hooked into crime for all sorts of complex reasons, and they will continue to do so. But there is also, I think, many hundreds, if not thousands, of prisoners who, given this opportunity, will take advantage of it and try and change their lives through work.
Do you think that means that people who are going through the Timpson Academy, they might have been knocked back, they might have been actually quite successful, but for whatever reason, their lives turned to such an extent, they committed the crime, they've served their time in prison?
I mean, don't forget, a prisoner leaving prison needs at least three basic things. He needs a family, a relationship. He needs a home. And he or she needs a job. And frankly, resettlement is a huge challenge for the prison service. Mm. Why do we have so many people going back into prison? It's because when they leave, a lot of them have nothing.
Mm.
Now, it may be that in our punitive society, that's what we want. But it's incredibly short-sighted and economically illiterate. Because if you give people a chance, if they get some trust, if they do a job, they're contributing to society.
Mm.
That's what we want. And I feel strongly that our film is what it says, a second chance. So we've got to be more, I think, imaginative about this, just for our own sakes.
Give us an example.
You get all sorts of characters, of course, going onto the courses.
Give
us an example. They do a selection, and then they start.
If you can, Rex, give us an example from the film of someone who you've seen who has been helped, and you've seen the process during the course of the filming.
That's a very good question. I mean, take Tracy. Tracy came. Her background was horrendous. She was sexually abused, raped, sold. Her parents in and out of prison. She herself was in and out of prison, from a teenager onwards. And then a series of relationships battered with almost within an inch of her life. And Tracy ends up in prison, having a relationship with a guy, or the reason she got into prison, she had a relationship with a chap and took drugs into a prison. Now, I ask you, now she's destined for a life of in and out of prison. But what Tracy has done, she decided enough. Mm-hmm. And when the Timpson offer came along, she took it. And what we do, we watch Tracy change, literally change before our eyes. Hard and dour and wary, hopeful. She gets this expertise, and we filmed her over nearly a year, so we came back time and again, and you see this woman transforming in getting some confidence, getting some self-esteem, and then graduating from the academy. And what Tracy is doing now is quite remarkable. She's running her own shop. Now, if you think and listen to what happened to Tracy, as a kid, the traumas, to see her starting again, it really is very moving. And, I feel that that story and others in the film ought to be told.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised almost to hear that this scheme is offered to female prisoners as well, because actually I read very recently that actually 95% of the prison population is in fact made up of men.
Well, there are several thousand women in prison.
Yeah.
And that number is growing.
Yeah. So what the success rate of the programme? So, they're inside, they're learning the job, they come outside, they're offered the job. What is the success rate of...
Well, I mean, James Timpson believes that it must be now a couple of thousand prisoners over the last few years, three or four have actually gone back to prison.
Really? Only
three or four? I mean, it is quite remarkable.
That's incredible.
I have no reason to doubt him. I have no reason, having watched this myself, having interviewed, up to 20, 30 of his ex-offender employees, the relief people feel, the trust they get, that's what's unusual about James Timpson and his outfit. He gives people trust. And the last person you would think you'd give trust to is an ex-offender. And he does that. And, I mean, it's quite something. You see, you have so much more to lose if you're a prisoner. So much more. What you're getting is some money in the till, you're getting money to live a life. You're getting money to create a home. You're stabilizing what's going on. You're doing a job. All these factors make it so much more, important that you keep going. And it's remarkable the people who are still with him and don't take from him. I ask him this in the film, believe me. I ask some very tough questions of the ex-offenders and, ex-offender employees and James himself, believe me. Mm. But what you get is a very, I think, truthful account. And what is remarkable is that their incentive, their involvement, makes it quite a story.
I found that a fascinating conversation with Rex there.
Absolutely. Such an interesting topic, I think, is prisoner reform in general. And then to find out that a guy like James Timpson, decades ago, was ahead of the way of thinking to kind of go, let's just give these guys something to focus on, give them an opportunity, and lo and behold, that's all they need. Now
precisely.
They're out there, being able to sustain themselves, no need to turn back to a world on life of sort of petty crime, because
absolutely.
They have to.
At its most basic level, if somebody has certain circumstances on the way in and they end up in prison, if you don't do anything to change those circumstances on the way out...
Yeah.
Now, obviously, there are some people who probably just need locking up, but there are many people out there who just find themselves in the situation. Mm. And those are the ones which one might argue might need a bit of help. So that film, the documentary, which Rex is behind, is going to be at the Picture House
on Thursday. It's being shown at 6:30. It's a 2-hour film. I think I'm going to go along and find out some more.
It's now 8:20. Cambridge 105.